I never felt comfortable in his presence.
Why?
A sense of violence emanating from him.
Did he give notice?
No. Strange, that. One morning he had just vanished. I may be maligning the man, Mr. Holmes. He paid, promptly enough, crisp new pound notes in advance. One cannot argue with good money.
And yet is not money the root of all evil?
The love of money is the root of all evil, Mr. Holmes.
Of course, I stand corrected.
And where would we be without love, Mr. Holloway? In all its various forms.
This is very popular, sir.
Is it really?
Very popular.
Yes, I'm sure.
Quality, sir. Quality is so very important. Don't you agree?
Oh, yes, undoubtedly.
Here, let me show you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
There it is. Isn't it pretty? And the way it catches the light, see? Elegant, too. Elegance is also important.
Yes, elegant. How much would that be?
A mere £20, sir.
20?
Well, it's a once-in-a-lifetime buy.
Not necessarily.
Oh, I see. You make a habit of it, sir.
No, not at all. Right, I'll take it. Thank you.
I'll just find it a little box.
Please do. Didn't I see you last night?
Beg pardon?
In the park. With a young man chasing hats.
Oh. No. You couldn't. I mean, not me. I don't wear hats.
Don't you?
No.
Must have been your sister.
I don't have a sister.
Oh, that's a pity. No hat. No sister.
I'll go and get your bill, sir.
Oh, it was you all right, my girl. And I don't know about the quality, but there was precious little elegance involved.
No. Will you be requiring any more files, Mr. Holmes?
No, thank you. These are quite enough to be going on with.
Inspector Lestrade apologizes for not being able to deal with you personally.
He supplied the permission. That is sufficient.
He has a big case on his hands at the moment.
Yes, the Belgravia robberies.
Oh, you know about them, sir?
One reads the papers.
Inspector Lestrade reckons it must be an international gang.
Does he really?
We think we've got the matter in hand.
Yes, I'm sure you have. Aha.
What is it, sir?
Yes, this chubby little face here rings a bell in my memory.
Shall I pass word to the inspector, sir?
As of yet, there's nothing to tell, as of yet, but I may have something for him shortly. This is more serious than I thought.
Much more serious, Watson. There he was, where he belonged, at Scotland Yard in the Rogues Gallery, staring up at me in all his dubious glory, our American friend, James Winter, alias Moorcroft, alias Killer Evans. Watson, are you listening?
Oh, yes, of course. Sorry, wool gathering.
Well, gather it some other time. These are his facts. Killer Evans, aged 46, native of Chicago, got into trouble in the States and escaped the penitentiary through political influence. Arrived London, 1893, killed a man over cards in a nightclub in the Waterloo Road. Dead man identified as Roger Prescott, a famous or infamous coiner and forger. There was a degree of self-defense involved, so Evans got off comparatively lightly. He was released from prison last year. Not a man to meet in the dark. Carries arms, knows how to use them.
But what's his game?
Well, according to the house agent, the previous lodger to Nathan Garradeb was a certain Mr. Waldron, a tall, bearded man with dark features. The description fits that of Prescott exactly. When he died, the so-called Waldron vanished.
Same man. Must be.
Who used to live in the very room which our innocent old fossil devotes to his collection. At last. We have a link, you see?
And the next link?
We must go now and look for that. I better bring your revolver, Watson. I shall take my old favorite here.
In case our Wild West friend lives up to his nickname,
Well, according to his records, he's already killed 4 men. I have no wish for you and I to bring up the round half dozen.
Get out of the way, you!
Oh, dear. Oh, dear me.
Aye, watch out, mister. I stop for nothing round our way.
What? Why?
It's a rough old area. Oh. Stand still round here and you end up with your throat cut and an empty purse.
I've been walking for hours.
Now, look it.
I'm searching for a man with farm machinery. A Mr. Howard Garradeb.
Garradeb? Is that a joke name or something?